Episode 610, Are You Thirsty for More?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Tina, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I have so missed you, sisters, and I'm so thrilled that you're here. I got to tell you, we have some beautiful skies here, and I have the opportunity to sit here as I chat with you and look at the most picturesque sky. Blue, and I'm talking baby blue with fluffy white clouds and the trees just blowing in the wind and gorgeous, gorgeous green grass. And I'm so grateful for where I am right now. I pray that you are somewhere where you can just begin to release yourself within who you are, taking a moment of a time out, really, a time out to rejuvenate your soul, a time out to say, you know what, I need this for me, and it's okay. I'm not going to feel guilty, because it's times like these that gives us the energy to go forth in our harder days, when we have challenges and struggles, when we're just trying to get through the mundane of life. This is the time that we need. And so I'm so excited that you're just here and you're ever present. Turn off all your distractions for a moment, because I think a lot of us are floundering in life and we're wondering where we're supposed to be going. Are you thirsty for more? Do you sit there wondering what your life would be like if you were doing something different? Maybe if you made a different decision. Are you thirsty for more? When I read this passage in Isaiah, it got me thinking. I want to share it with you. The Lord says, forget what happened before and do not think about the past. Look at the new thing I am going to do. It is already happening. Don't you see it? I will make a road in the desert and rivers in the dry land. That was Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19. Forget what happened before and do not think about the past. Boy, if we could just do that very first part. But we don't, do we? We sit there and not only do our minds wonder what it would be like if I would have done this, maybe added this on to my business, maybe made this decision in my relationship. But then we go back and replay the past. And we add in all of those what-ifs, should-haves, could-haves. And then we wonder why we're sitting there wondering about how we got to where we were. Are you thirsty for more? There are times in my life where I'm trying to fill my life with stuff, embracing the materialistic things, things of this earth, wanting more out of my business, wanting more out of my marriage, more out of my mom, wanting more out of my children, wanting more out of myself. Why can't I quench this thirst, the longing for more, that it confuses me, it overwhelms me, it leaves me befuddled. I'm trying to find my way with no roadmap. Do you find yourself lingering these days, just kind of wandering about, a lost little girl looking for her mom, going, where are you? I can't see you. And every once in a while you think you hear her voice, but then the voice fades and you're lost again. And then you pick it up again. You're like, wait, I think I smell her perfume. And you begin to go a different direction. And once again, you're stuck. The smell fades away. And there you sit, a lost little girl. I sometimes feel that way in my life. And it really frustrates me, quite frankly. It gets me aggravated at myself, not at anyone else, but it's at me. Like, why can't I move faster? Why am I not accomplishing what I'm really supposed to be accomplishing? Am I really helping the people that I'm supposed to be helping? Am I doing the right thing? Am I being the best mom I can be? We beat down on ourselves over and over again. Yet at the same time, we're sitting there and we want more. Are you thirsty for more? Well, in that passage, it says, it's already happening. Don't you see it? I will make a road in the desert and rivers in the dry land. A road in the desert and rivers in the dry land. But you see, when you have dry land, you want more. And when you have the rivers, you want less because you're drowning in them. It's like this, you know, dramatic flood that's coming at you, and you don't have a big enough jug to keep it all in. You're like, whoa, too many blessings. But then you get stuck with that dry road again, and you're like, well, where did it all go? Why can't I have more? Where is this that you promised me? Where is the balance? Yet you're still thirsty for more. You can't win for losing. However, you can win, though. With Jesus Christ, nothing is impossible. He gives you exactly what you need and when you need it, including the droughts and the floods. You see, God's got your back. But we don't see it that way. When we're in a drought, we want a flood. And when we're in a flood, we want a drought. We can't find this balance here on this place called earth, this place that we're living life, this gift that we're given. You see, but this is just your temporary home. God's plan for you is not for you to be here. He wants to use your gifts, your talents, to bless this world while you're here on a temporary basis. And then he's got bigger plans. And sometimes when we look at those bigger plans or we may see that vision, it scares the absolute bejeebers out of us. And we want to jump to the other side. We're like, whoa, too much water. This river is way too deep. I can't handle it. And we head for the drought because we're a little more comfortable there. But then after we're in the drought, we're like, well, this is boring. What's next? What's next in my life? Where do I go? Come on, Lord, I need that roadmap. Give me the roadmap. Strike me with lightning. Yet there's no storm around, so how's he going to strike me with lightning? And then all of a sudden, a flood. This circle of life, what we go into, whether we are spiraling up or spiraling down, we're never happy. And when we're never happy, what? All we do is complain. We get confused. We get overwhelmed at times because we're not seeing it as we want to see it. But you see, God said, I will make a road in the desert and a river in the dry land. Don't you see it? It's already happening. There is no reason for you to feel parched today. Let God quench your spirit. Allow him to fill you up with his divine greatness. Let him restore your soul. Receive his unconditional love and grace as he quenches your thirst for more. Stop relying on yourself for everything. As I was sitting there in that rocking chair, going back and forth and doing my wandering all in my mind, all at the same time. If you could be in my mind, it would be very scary at times. I scare myself. I take myself to places that I'm like, oh, I don't know that I should be there. And then I bring myself back out and I'm like, whoa, why did I go down that road? And I have these deep discussions and these deep thoughts. And in fact, I even say things and my children are like, Mom, that's really deep. And I'm like, I'm sorry. But that's where my mind is right now. As I'm sitting on the rocking chair thinking about my life and how it's played out, thinking about all that I've been through, the challenges and the celebrations, the goodness and the greatness, my weaknesses and my strengths. I look at the blessings, and then I look at the thorns, the things that hurt most. And I sit there and I say, yet I still find myself thirsting for more. Is my thirst of this earth? Or is my thirst where it needs to be directed? There's only one person who's walked this earth that can quench your thirst. That's Jesus Christ. When you search Him, when you have a relationship with Him, you will thirst no more. He will fill you up with an abundance of joy and love. You will have gratitude beyond measure. You'll see the world differently. As I sit on my front porch, looking at the sunset, I'm grateful for the days that He has given me. Grateful for the people that I have met. Grateful for the many thorns that have come my way. And grateful for the blessings still yet to come. You see, I thirst no more with Jesus Christ. Yes, because I am a human here on this earth, will I always be thirsty? Yeah, because that's part of our sinful nature. We want more out of life. But you see, where the thirst is directed is the key. Are you wanting more of the materialistic things? Or are you wanting a deeper understanding of who you are, why you were created, your true purpose here on this earth, and how He wants to utilize your gifts and talents to bless the world? For some of us, that may be a very scary thought, to think that, oh, little old me can bless people. You can, though, because God carries that power within you. You no longer need a thirst for more. He has everything you need. A funny thought as I was sitting there on my porch watching the sunset, I asked Siri. I know, what does Siri know? I mean, come on, Google knows stuff, right? So why not ask Siri? And I asked Siri about thirsting. And so I said, thirsty. And she replied, because mine's set in a female voice, she replied to me, for quick hydration, I recommend water. Otherwise, here are some locations near you. And then she gives me these lists of coffee houses and fast food restaurants that I can go and get a drink at. And I just had to laugh. And I thought, but this is what we see here on our world. Here on earth, we want the quick fix, the instant gratification. We want to know that we can just take a drink and everything's going to be better. But life isn't that way. If you're thirsting for more in your relationship, in your marriage, you got to thirst more with Christ. If you're thirsting more in your business, you need to thirst more with Christ. If you're thirsting more with your children, you need to thirst more with Christ. You see, He will quench everything. He will give you absolutely everything that you need. And it may not be to your definition of fulfilling your thirst, but I promise you, He will quench you beyond all measures. Isaiah 51:11 says this, "The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring." You were created on purpose for a purpose. There's no reason for you to be thirsty anymore. May God continue to bless you and keep you. May His light shine bright upon you. As you thirst for more, turn to Him for your deepest desires. Have an incredible week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.